turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today we are strapping on our virtual helmets and diving headfirst into one of the most specific, and I mean timely, transformations happening in the digital world.
Yeah, it's called AI search optimization, or AIO for short.
Exactly.
And this deep dive is, well, it's necessary right now because the ground underneath us is fundamentally shifting. The information you brought us is laser focused on this evolution using a really challenging market.
The Austin, Texas home services market.
The Austin market, yeah. It's the perfect proving ground for this new tech.
It really is. So our mission today is to take these articles, this research, and just clearly map out the difference between, you know, traditional SEO, which we've all known for decades, and this new thing, AIO.
And why adaptation is necessary right now.
Right now.
Because consumer behavior has already changed. I mean, the infrastructure has caught up. One of the first things we circled was just the staggering rate of growth here.
What are we talking about?
AI referrals to top websites, they spiked an astonishing 357% year over year as of June 2025.
Okay, a 357% spike sounds enormous, but are we sure that's new traffic? Or is AI just, you know, cannibalizing existing search volume?
That's the key question.
Are these customers who would have clicked a link anyway just being fed through a new platform?
The data stack suggests this isn't just shuffling the deck chairs. It's a genuine increase in AI's influence. I mean, that traffic reached 1.13 billion visits.
That's a billion.
Okay. And the surge is driven by two things. The AI platform's getting faster and more reliable, and maybe more importantly, consumers getting comfortable asking the AI to act for them, not just inform them.
So this is proof that AI search isn't the future.
It's the immediate present.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with the fundamental difference in goals. Because if you run a business, you're focused on ranking.
Right.
What does AIO change about that equation for, say, a plumber in Austin?
The core distinction is, well, it's simple, but it's profound. Traditional SEO aims for ranking pages in a list. You know, the classic 10 blue links.
The whole game is winning the click. It's a contest to get high enough on the page to attract the eyeball.
Exactly. To win the click to your website. That's the conversion. AIO has a totally different goal.
Which is?
To make sure your business is selected, quoted, and directly recommended within the AI's generated answer.
So you're not trying to get them to click on your link?
No. You're trying to get the AI to name you as the definitive answer, which often leads to an immediate action, like a click to call, without them ever even seeing your homepage.
And that reflects this massive shift in how people are actually searching. The research points out we're moving away from those fragmented, sort of awkward keywords.
Oh, yeah. The old plumber Austin prices.
Right.
Exactly. People are now using complete natural language questions, just like they're talking to a human assistant.
Like, what's the highest rated HVAC company near me in South Congress that can come today?
Precisely. And the AI instantly synthesizes information from, I mean, dozens of sources to give one or two action-ready answers.
And AIO means you have to be optimized for visibility in all these new places, right? Yeah. It's not just Google anymore.
No, it's Google's AI overviews, it's ChatGPT, Perplexity, Microsoft Copilot. You have to be everywhere.
What's fascinating here is the implication for those home service businesses back in Austin.
Yeah. If a potential customer gets an instant answer, a direct recommendation from the AI, a response that has your business name, your phone number, some positive sentiment.
They may never even see the traditional search result.
They may never click through. They just trust the recommendation and call the number the AI gave them.
Which means if you're only optimized for that old organic list, you become functionally invisible.
To a huge and growing segment of your customers.
Yeah.
Visibility now means being chosen by the machine, not just listed by it.
So you're shifting from vying for attention on a page to vying for citation within an answer.
That's the perfect way to put it.
So if the game is being chosen by the machine, what's the actual playbook here? How do you get that citation? I mean, are these truly new strategies, or is this just SEO with a fancier name?
That's a great question. And look, none of the elements are entirely new, but the priority the precision you need for AIO, that is revolutionary.
How so?
Traditional SEO treated some of these things as just, you know, checkboxes. AIO treats them as fundamental building blocks for the machine to understand you. The data highlights four crucial strategies.
Okay, let's go through them, but let's connect them to that Austin small business owner.
First one is structured data implementation. This is the technical layer that helps AI systems understand specific details. It's using schema markup to map out your services, location, hours, credentials.
So you're basically using a standardized language schema to spoon feed the machine verifiable facts about your business.
Exactly.
So how does that help an emergency AC repair company in Westlake Hills?
Well, it lets the AI confirm their guarantees instantly. Let's say the query is AC repair with a 24-hour guarantee. The AI doesn't have to read your whole website and guess. The structured data explicitly tells the machine, service type, emergency repair, guarantee, 24-hour.
It makes you machine readable, instantly citable for that specific need.
And that's crucial for local authority.
Makes sense. The machine needs to understand what you do, where, and why you're qualified without trying to interpret human language. What's number two?
Number two is content optimization, but with a real focus on freshness and authority. You have to create authoritative content, but the research is very clear that AI platforms prioritize citing websites that are recently updated.
Why is freshness suddenly so much more important to an AI than it was to a Google crawler a few years ago?
Because AI search is designed to give current answers. If your website hasn't updated its service prices or licenses in 4 years, the AI sees that information as potentially stale, unreliable.
So if you're a roofer in Austin,
you should be frequently updating content about recent storm patterns, local building code changes. It signals expertise and, more importantly, current relevance to the AI.
Old static content just gets ignored.
It gets overlooked in the synthesis process, yeah.
So we're optimizing for consistency and timeliness now. Okay, number three.
Authority building. Now, this sounds like old school SEO. But in the AIO world, it means securing high-quality mentions from highly trusted, often local, sources.
So it's less about the number of links and more about the quality of the endorsement.
Absolutely. If the Austin Chamber of Commerce or local industry blog vouches for you, that tells the AI that other reliable sources trust you.
And if an Austin Plumbing Association lists you as a certified master plumber, that carries huge weight with the AI.
Exactly. The AI uses these third-party trust signals to figure out who is safe to recommend. If you don't have that external validation, the AI just won't risk its reputation on you.
Okay, and the fourth strategy?
Entity recognition. This is about making sure AI systems properly identify and categorize your business as a discrete, verifiable entity in their knowledge graphs.
So wait, is entity recognition basically moving from being a collection of web pages to being a verified, citable thing in the world, like a landmark?
That is the perfect way to think about it. It means the AI sees Acme Plumbing of Tarrytown as a concrete thing with a location, a history, a set of services, not just a keyword target.
If the AI doesn't recognize you as an entity, it can't quote you.
It won't recommend you. You have to exist in the machine's structural mind.
Let's bring this back to Austin. The sources really stress that for these local services, local authority is paramount.
It absolutely is. The AIO system has to confirm you are geographically relevant. You need consistent business information across all the online directories, Google Business Profile, Yelp, everything.
And you couple that with hyper-localized content.
Yes. Content that shows expertise in, say, the specific foundation issues in historic Hyde Park homes. That level of specificity makes you the obvious choice for the AI when it's serving a local user.
Here's where it gets really interesting. If the AI is just answering the question directly, are old reliable metrics, you know, page views, organic traffic,
become less relevant?
Yeah, we're prioritizing recommendation rates over click rates now.
That's exactly right.
Right?
A well-optimized business might actually see its page views go down, but its lead flow could increase dramatically.
Because the AI is doing the converting for you.
It is. So you need a completely new dashboard for performance tracking. We pulled out 5 new metrics that are essential for AIO success.
Okay, let's run through them. What are they actually measuring?
First up, brand mentions. Simple enough. Just tracking how often AI platforms mention your business name when answering relevant questions. It's your raw citation visibility.
Okay.
Second, citation quality. This tracks whether the AI positions you as a primary source, Acme Plumbing recommends this, or just as a secondary footnote.
And that positioning is huge. Being named first is everything. What's next?
recommendation rates.
Mm-hmm.
So the percentage of AI-generated answers that actually include your business as a solution, especially for those high-value questions like best installer or most reliable repair.
Right.
Fourth, and this is a really new one, is sentiment analysis.
Wait, hold on. We're not just optimizing for data. We're optimizing for emotion. How on earth do you even measure sentiment in an AI result?
You track how the AI platforms describe your business. Is it positive, neutral, or negative? It's all based on the consensus of the sources it's pulling from.
So if it says you're highly rated and offering reliable service,
that's positive sentiment. If it just says you are a local option, that's neutral. Businesses have to monitor this because the machine is writing your endorsement for you.
You're optimizing for descriptive adjectives. That is a critical shift. And the fifth metric has to be the bottom line.
It does. Conversion tracking. You have to be able to track actual leads and revenue that come specifically from AI search sources. If you can't attribute a lead to an AI summary versus an organic click, you can't measure your ROI.
So for a business in Austin just starting this, what's the timeline? How long until they see these new metrics move?
Well, the initial improvements, they can often appear within 4 to 8 weeks. That's when the AIs start recognizing the new structured data and fresh content.
Okay, that's pretty fast.
But full optimization, which means building up all those authority signals, that external validation, that typically takes 3 to 6 months.
That's still encouraging. What about the David versus Goliath question? Can a small local Austin business really compete with some massive national chain?
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is where AIO is a huge strategic advantage for the local guy. The research confirmed that a well-optimized small business with strong local authority can often outperform larger competitors.
Why is that?
Because the AI prioritizes relevance, verifiable expertise, and local citation quality over just sheer size or ad budget. The AI really cares about the Westlake Hills query being answered by a Westlake Hills expert.
So that Austin advantage is real. Customers there are more likely to be early adopters of these tools.
Which gives the local businesses who adopt AIO early a significant competitive edge.
And the most effective strategy accepts that you need both. AIO and traditional SEO have to work together.
That's right. AIO doesn't replace traditional SEO. It really sits on top of it. It just demands higher quality inputs.
So the strategy has to be holistic, combining these new AIO techniques with the foundational local SEO stuff.
Correct. You still need impeccable Google Business profile optimization, aggressive review management, and solid technical SEO. All of that feeds the AI's synthesis engine. You need to be visible everywhere the customer's looking.
And that approach is what allows for that extreme hyperlocalization we talked about. Give me a concrete example of how that specificity gets weaponized here.
It allows a heating and air company to dominate searches, not just for AC repair, but to be the selected answer for emergency air conditioning repair in Westlake Hills that handles vintage equipment.
Or a plumbing company being the recommended provider for tankless water heater installation near Tarrytown with same-day service.
Exactly. Or after a storm, a roofing contractor being the trusted, cited choice for storm damage repair specialists in the Mueller neighborhood with immediate availability.
That specificity is the key to being chosen.
Backed by solid data and positive sentiment, yes.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, we have to admit that this is moving beyond just text. The research mentioned multimodal optimization, didn't it?
It did. Specifically, it noted that ChatGPT's recent visual upgrade means that, you know, graphic design, compelling brand images, they're suddenly essential for discovery.
So the AI isn't just reading your words anymore.
No, it's assessing the visual presentation of your brand to ensure trust and relevance.
So we've gone from optimizing text to optimizing data, and now we're optimizing visuals and brand presentation.
It's all about making your entire digital footprint easy for the AI to ingest, cite, and endorse. The goal is to eliminate any friction or ambiguity for the machine.
This has been a critical dive. Let's recap the main takeaway. Visibility is no longer about getting clicks on a list of 10 blue links.
Not at all. Visibility is about becoming the trusted, authoritative source that AI systems reference, quote, and recommend when a customer asks a question about a service you provide.
And understanding that is how you get chosen in this new digital age.
It's the whole game now.
So what does this all mean? We know AIO requires optimizing data, content freshness, authority, but the research also slipped in a mention that explainer video content provides, quote, rich content that AI platforms can analyze and reference.
That's a powerful hint at what's next, isn't it? The non-text assets.
Right. So if AI systems can analyze and reference video content to generate answers, does that mean the next evolution of AIO will require businesses to optimize the transcript and the visual metadata of their videos before they even worry about the text on their website? The future of being well-informed might depend on optimizing non-text content for AI understanding.
Something to mull over.
Something to mull over until our next deep dive.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Code Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.